Would You Rather, End of School Edition. Welcome to the Rathercast, where we present a family-friendly Would You Rather question weekly.
We debate our answers and invite you to do the same with your friends and family. This week, we have a fresh list of 10 Would You Rather questions. The theme is the end of the school year. Because, boys, what's happening in just 2 weeks here?
It's end of the school year!
And you'll be finishing, let's see, you must
third grade
be...
and...
Oh, I thought you were in grade. Kindergarten. Based on the way you act. Oh, he threw something at me. And Eladin is finishing third grade and Ender is finishing fifth grade. End of the school year. So we consulted the artificial intelligence. Ooh. And now Eladin is going to be our reader today. Eladin, what is the first question?
Would you rather have a magical pencil that always writes perfect answers in your exams, or a backpack that carries all your belongings without weighing anything?
Oh, I'm getting that backpack for
sure. Backpack.
Because the first backpack. One sounds like cheating, number one.
Yeah.
And also, you would never learn anything. It would just always have the right answers for you. You wouldn't have to learn anything. That doesn't sound good.
Also, but how would it tell you how to write?
A weightless backpack that can hold all of your stuff? That sounds amazing.
It does.
Perfect.
You, like, put the heaviest water
bottle
in there.
It must have, like, two sticks pushed down to keep
up the
weight.
No, it's a magic pack. It's a magic pack. Question number two.
Would you rather have a summer break that lasts forever or a field trip to your favorite amusement park every month?
I don't want endless summer break because you need some structure, right? You don't want, like, nonstop summer break.
I would want the amusement park one.
Yeah.
How often was the amusement park?
Every month.
Every month? That sounds amazing.
These
are no-brainers so far.
Okay.
Love that.
Would you rather have a pet dinosaur for every week or be able to visit any country you want during summer vacation?
Okay, so pet dinosaur for a week or anywhere you want to go during summer vacation.
Anywhere you want to go.
Forget that. I'm gonna get me a pet.
Yeah, dinosaur.
Brontosaurus. I'm gonna ride around on that thing for a week.
Make it have babies when you.
Just make it have babies. Don't you need two dinosaurs to make it have babies?
Okay.
Next question.
Would you rather receive an award for being the best student or have a surprise party thrown in your honor on the last day of school?
A surprise party for being the best student?
No,
is that
no,
what it was?
No.
Surprise
in your
honor.
In your honor.
Or what was the other option?
An award
for being the best student.
Award for being the best student, probably. Because then you're the smartest.
But if you got an award for being the student, they probably would throw you a party.
Yeah.
Right? You get both. But that's not how Would You Rather questions work.
That's not going to happen for any student.
Yeah. I would like the random surprise party.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Would you rather have a teacher who tells funny jokes every day or a teacher who gives extra recess time?
I want the funny jokes.
I want the
funny
jokes.
You get enough recess, right?
Yeah,
like
actually.
Actually good jokes. Not like,
I need the extra recess.
Not corny debt. Why?
Because I help out so much.
Oh, you do a lot of helping out, so you need...
Which is not good because you need legs.
Wait.
That was weird.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Ender doesn't have legs?
No, he doesn't do, Sam.
He looks like he has legs.
They're weak.
Oh, he needs the exercise, is what you're trying to say. That's a rude
I went out to recess today.
Ender's
and
just kickball. This is his would you. He gets to answer it too, so he gets to answer however he wants. But I want that funny teacher for sure.
Yeah.
Hello, hit us with the next one.
Would you rather be able to instantly learn any instrument or speak every language in the world fluently?
Whoa. So can you instantly learn any instrument or language?
There's a lot of instruments.
Instrument.
I love playing music. I'm going instrument.
Because, there's so many instruments.
That's a legit. That could be a full debatable episode right there. Because there's a lot to that question.
There is.
All the languages or all the instruments? Oh, that's a hard choice, actually. Next one.
Would you rather have a school year with no homework but longer school days, or a school year with lots of homework but shorter days?
What? You guys already don't get enough homework as far as I'm concerned.
Any homework?
So zero.
I mean, I have to read
zero
for 30
homework,
minutes.
But you have to be in school for longer, or you get lots of homework, but you don't have to be in school as long. Which sounds better to you?
Zero homework.
Actually, longer school day.
Yeah, shorter school day because then you
then
have.
You
more...
have to come home and go do the homework though. It's kind of, it's gonna balance out either way.
It's gonna be the same.
Yes, but you
of
get
time.
More time to like, your mom. Like, you get more family time overall.
Oh, more time to spend with your dad.
And my mom.
Is that why you don't want to do it? To spend time with your dad?
And making these rather casts.
Oh, right. Yeah, these things aren't going to make themselves. Wait a minute. Maybe they can. Can we tell the artificial intelligence to just not only write the questions, but to debate the answers for us?
Yeah,
probably.
We don't even need to be here right
30
now.
30 years later, there'll be just robots of us.
And our audience will all just be other robots? There's no use for humans. Oh my gosh, we're all doomed. Next question, please. On that note.
Would you rather have an unlimited supply of ice cream for the summer or a never-ending supply of your favorite snacks for lunch? Favorite snacks for lunch.
Favorite snacks for lunch. That sounds like too much ice cream.
Yeah.
Too much. And that's saying something coming from me.
All right. Last question.
Isn't it,
right?
This is number 9, right?
Yes.
Number 9.
Would you rather have a class picnic at the beach or a class movie day with unlimited popcorns and snacks? Picnic at the beach.
Picnic
kind of
at
obvious.
The beach.
But I love movies and snacks.
But the picnic at the beach would be amazing.
It's not much fun to watch movies in that context, though. So picnic at the beach it is.
Can I demonstrate what a movie at a school looks like?
Is it going to be loud?
No.
What is it going to be like? Don't shout into the microphone, please. He moves his microphone away. We know that kids' movie nights at school are not usually the most fun. What are you going to do? Oh my god. Thank you for that. I'm going to have to really mute that when I do the editing this time. That was impressive. Thank you for moving the microphone away. Otherwise it would have exploded my head. And now we've arrived at the question number 10 of this episode.
Drum roll, please. Would you rather have a yearbook with all your friends' autographs or a giant ice cream sundae party at the last day of school?
Oh, get the autographs. You could look
autographs,
back on that.
Autographs.
You could look back on that in years to come and be like, I don't remember any of you people.
Autographs.
All I remember about you is you weren't as good as me.
Wow, so rude.
All I remember about you is you were bad at math.
It's funny, if I were to look through an old yearbook of when I was in fifth grade, I could probably tell you something about each kid. I could be like, oh, that's the kid who was good at the long jump. That's the kid who was good at basketball. That's the kid who was good at the spelling tests. I still remember some of them.
That's the smart
Nick Strazar
kid.
Was the best at the long jump. David Konechny was the best at math test.
What's the
Billy
long
Schilling
jump?
Billy Schilling was the best at around the world flashcard game. Why do I remember this stuff?
I do.
Why do you remember that stuff?
And also, around the world.
What's long
flash?
Jump? Did you
around the world flashcard? That's where you go head to head. They hold up a flashcard and two kids stand up and whoever says it first, then they get to keep going around the world. We're getting off track. We have arrived at the end of yet another episode of the Rathercast. We hope that you can join us again on a future episode. We're coming at you next week with a new fresh episode. And we can't wait to have you then. Until next time, we'll catch you.
We'll catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.